理课堂听 class.com。
Chapter 11, A Plot. The next day, Julien caught Count Norbert and his sister talking about him. When they saw him, they stopped talking. Are these people planning on making fun of me? Julien thought. That's more likely than Miss de la Mole loving a poor secretary. She was from the high class, after all. Julien soon discovered that she was secretly reading all of Voltaire's books. He began to think she was completely two-faced. Julien admired this, just like he admired Father Maslon, Vicar General de Frilair, and Father Castaneda. They were evil, but powerful. Julien imagined many things, and he showed no friendship to Matilda. Matilda did not stop, though, and Julien decided he needed to stay away for a while. Marquis de la Mole had trusted him with some business in Languedoc, far away from Paris. He told the Marquis he needed to take a trip there, and the Marquis agreed. He did not tell Matilda, but she soon knew about it. The day before he left, Julien was alone with Matilda in the garden. She said,
"You'll get a letter from me tonight. It's important you don't leave tomorrow. Find an excuse."
Her body looked wonderful as she ran off. 1 hour later, a servant gave Julien a letter. It declared her love. Julien was extremely happy. He had beaten Marquis de Croisenois, a man who was so rich and handsome. Julien went to Marquis de la Mole and told him that he needed to stay to look after the lawsuit. The Marquis agreed easily and said, "I'm glad you're not leaving. I like having you around." This made Julien uncomfortable. "I'm about to seduce his daughter," he thought. "Oh, but why should I pity this family? I am poor and they have everything." The letter he had made him proud, and it made him stand like a hero. Still, he was careful. He made a copy of the letter, hid it in a Bible, and sent it to Fouquet. Then he wrote out his reply. "Can this really be Miss de la Mole who gave a letter to a poor man from the countryside? I'm sure you only wanted to make fun of me." The letter was as good as something written by Mr. de Beauvoisis. It was only 10 o'clock, and Julien felt great. So he went to the Italian opera. He heard his friend Geronimo sing, and it lifted him high. He was a god. Chapter 12, A Young Lady's Thoughts. For the first time in Matilda's life, her feelings were stronger than her pride. Fear of doing wrong was important to people like de Croisenois and de Luz, but not to her. Her real fear was that Julien did not like her. Those other men had no character. What would Boniface de la Mole say if he saw the revolution in 1789 and saw 17 of his descendants die at the guillotine without fighting? Matilda, though, had written to a poor man herself. This fact would dishonor her if it was discovered. She did not know Julien's character, and this frightened her greatly. "If I make him my lover, what else would he want?" she thought. The next morning Julien went to the library. As soon as he sat down, Matilda entered the room. He gave her his letter, and she dashed off. "Is she playing a game with Count Norbert?" he thought. "I cannot let myself feel anything for this doll. I should not have stayed in Paris." Julien thought about this mistake until Matilda returned. She gave him another letter and fled. Julien thought, "It's to be love by letter. My enemy has made a mistake." The two men met in the hall, and Matilda took Julien's next letter with laughter in her eyes. Poor Mrs. de Renal's eyes always had love, he thought, never laughter like this. At 5 o'clock, she gave Julien the next letter. Julien turned pale when he read the short letter. "I must talk to you tonight. At midnight, take the ladder in the garden and come to my room." Chapter 13. Is it a plot? This is getting serious, thought Julien, and a little too obvious. Matilda can talk to me in the library with total freedom, but going to her room puts me at complete risk. It's clear they want to hurt me, or at least make fun of me. He packed his bags to leave. When he finished, he thought, what if Matilda was in good faith? If I left, she'd think I am afraid. I'll lose the most beautiful woman of high society, and I won't defeat Marquis de Croisenois. I might be shot, but this is my only chance. Her letters. They'll think I have them with me. Marquis de Croisenois and Mr. de Luz themselves will be there. I'll hide copies in the library. What if they try to kill me? No, I'll be ready, he thought, and he prepared his small guns. The bell rang for dinner, and Julien became very afraid. He studied the other people. Which ones will be there tonight? He looked for answers in Miss de la Mole's face, but he saw nothing. She looked like a queen. She was truly beautiful and impressive. It almost made him fall in love. He went to the garden and examined the ladder. This day it is mine to use, just like in Verrières, he thought. How different this is. In Verrières, I never had to fear the person for whom I took risks. Now there's so much more danger. That evening was extremely painful. Chapter 14. 1 o'clock in the morning. At midnight, Julien was in the garden. He searched the garden like a spy. If de Croisenois is waiting, he thought, he'll want to catch me before I get to her room. The weather was very clear, and the moon was bright. She's mad, he thought. It's 1 o'clock, and her light is still on. He waited 5 more minutes, and he put the ladder up to her window. He climbed up with one hand on his gun. When he reached the window, it opened, and Matilda said,
"So you've come, sir. I've watched you for the last hour."
Julien didn't know what to say, so he tried to kiss her.
"How dare you?"
she said, pushing him away. Julien wanted to leave, so he turned around.
"What is in your pocket?"
Matilda asked. She was happy to have something to say. "I have all kinds of guns and knives."
"You must lower the ladder,"
she replied.
"Use this rope. I always have rope in my room."
So this is a woman in love, thought Julien. She shows so much wisdom. I can't be the first man. I must be following de Croisenois. What do I care? This will still be a victory.
"What have you done with my letters?"
she asked. "I've copied them and sent them away," he replied.
"Why were you so careful?"
Julien told her about all of his fears.
"So that's why your letters were so cold."
Matilda sounded angry rather than loving, but Julien did not notice. Matilda tried to say kind words, but she had trouble. They talked of how they could see each other again. "He's already thinking about next time," Matilda thought. "He thinks he's my master. I have made a mistake, but I must continue. I told myself if he was brave enough to use the ladder, I would give myself to him." She gave herself to him that night, but her pleasure was not real. It was a duty to finish. Through it all, she controlled what she said. When it was over, Julien felt strange, but not happy. How different it was from his last 24 hours in Verrières. The Parisian manners could ruin anything. The next morning, he took his horse to a forest far from Paris. He was more amazed than happy. He felt like a soldier who had suddenly been made a general. "Could I have made a mistake?" thought Matilda. "Maybe I'm not in love with him after all." Chapter 15, An Old Sword. Matilda did not come to dinner that night, and in the evening she did not look at Julien. "She'll tell me why," he thought. "She has an unfriendly face. She's not the same woman as last night." The next day and the next day after, she was the same. "Maybe she hates me," he thought. "It would be reasonable for her to regret our love, since I'm just a peasant." These thoughts were so different from his love with Mrs. de Rênal. "I have a master," Matilda said to herself. She hated the sound of the word. "He has control over me, and if he wanted to hurt me, he could hurt me badly." Julien followed her to the garden. She stopped him and said,
"You have a strong hold on me. You will speak to me, even though I don't want to speak to you."
"I will keep our love secret," Julien said. "I'll even add that I will never say another word to you if you want." He bowed respectfully and left. That night Julien realized that he did love her, and he was almost in tears. In 2 days he decided to leave for Languedoc. He went to the library to find Marquis de La Mole, but instead he found Matilda. She was cruel to him, but he could not be strong. "So, you don't love me any more?" he said.
"I can't believe I gave myself to the first man who came along,"
she said, weeping with shame. His suffering increased when he saw her tears of shame, and he ran to an old sword the Marquis had hung on the wall. He drew the sword and turned to Matilda. She was so surprised by this that her tears stopped, and she moved proudly towards Julien. "Me? Kill the Marquis's daughter?" Julien thought. He looked at the old sword, and then he calmly placed it back on the wall. Julien turned to look at her. All the hate had left her face. "I was about to be killed by my lover," Matilda was amazed. This was like a story of old France. "I might become weak," she thought, and she fled. "Goodness, she's beautiful," Julien thought. "This is the same girl who threw herself into my arms less than a week ago. Those times will never return." "Who can I talk to?" he thought. "Father Perard won't help me, and Count Altamira would tell me to enter a conspiracy. Who can guide me? What will become of me?"